Mark Greenberg oversaw the care of migrant children for the Health and Human Services Department under President Barack Obama. He's now with the Migration Policy Institute. I asked him if it's possible to know yet if U.S. authorities are to blame for the teen's death.
I think it's crucial that there be a full investigation and a public report of the findings. We don't know whether there were health issues that should have been picked up when the child was first at Customs and Border Protection. We don't know whether there should have been earlier indications after they got to the shelter. And so it's just not possible to tell until there is a real investigation and report whether something could have and should have been picked up earlier than it was.
I wonder if you could help us kind of understand how we got to this point where we're warehousing tens of thousands of unaccompanied kids in these privately run shelters. Sometimes they're old shopping centers like Walmarts or empty Walmarts. How did we get here?
The number of arriving children began going up significantly early in this decade and went up from what used to be 6,000 or 8,000 children a year to something in the range of 40,000 to 60,000 children a year. Hmm. So the overall numbers had been going up, and then in these last several months have gone up considerably.
Thus, we have these giant facilities that can be former big box stores.
The issue for the federal government is that when children arrive, they stay in the shelters until and unless they can be released to a parent, relative, or sponsor. The hard thing running the program for the federal government is that on the one hand, you want to release children as quickly as is safe and appropriate. At the same time, you don't want to make a mistake and release a child to a dangerous or inappropriate setting. So that's always a challenge in running the program. But what's happened over the last couple of years is that the amount of time children are spending in the shelter system has gone way up. The rate at which they're discharged has gone way down. That's partly based upon changes in federal policies, and it's also probably because parents and other relatives have been afraid to come forward when they're fearful that if they do come forward, they are at risk of immigration enforcement.
Huh. Do you know, in the case of this 16-year-old, it's such a sad case, do we know whether authorities had identified a relative in the U.S. to sponsor him or for him to connect with?
We don't know that. And I do just want to agree with you that from everything we know, I mean, it is a horrible situation. It's a deeply distressing situation that this could happen. The child was identified as in need of medical treatment within that first day or so after arrival in the shelter. So in the normal course of things, it usually takes somewhat more time to determine if they have a relative, to reach out to the relative, to figure out if that person could be a possible sponsor. But we just don't know from the available information how quickly any of that was happening.
At this point, do you find yourself really critical of how the system is run right now, or is your sense that they're doing the best they can under the circumstances?
I think it is enormously challenging to run this program. And in part, that's because for Health and Human Services, they never know how many children are arriving, you know, next week, next month, how much shelter space they need. And there are these hard trade-offs in deciding when it's safe and appropriate to release a child. Having said that, I think there have been a set of really distressing decisions made during this administration that have made it much harder for both the families, the children, and the people running the shelter system. In the last administration, there was a very strong emphasis on saying, Health and Human Services is not part of immigration enforcement. We're not a partner with immigration enforcement. Our responsibilities are to help the children and, if possible, get them to their families. In this administration, there have been a set of decisions made that have put HHS in the position of being a partner in immigration enforcement, and that's a big part, in all likelihood, that's a big part of why children are in shelters for longer periods of time, and it's harder to discharge them.
Mark Greenberg oversaw the care of migrant children for the Health and Human Services Department under President Barack Obama. He's now with the Migration Policy Institute. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.